community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me now, we've got Andy Christiani. Have I pronounced that right, Andy?
Yeah, completely right.
Fantastic. Yeah. Look at that. I've got terrible problems. My pronunciation is not right with most things, to be honest with you. Now, you're from Shenfield High School.
Indeed.
And you're here this afternoon to talk about the Get Your Grown-Ups Growing event that Shenfield High School is having. Is that right?
Yes, in only 2.5 weeks, a big event. It's part of the Royal Horticultural Society School Gardening campaign. Right. And we want to launch a big campaign for our students, also for the whole community of Shenfield and Brentwood, to come over to us and spend Saturday between 10 and 2 o'clock with us and do some gardening. We want to finish a herb garden, herbs, what will be also then used for our school dinners.
So it's all growing stuff to eat, like vegetables.
Yes.
And... Oh, fantastic.
Not only like that. Of course, we have vegetables and everything. We want also to make Brentwood and Shenfield, even like in spring, nice, colorful. We have lots of spring bulbs already.
Right.
And we're planning to plant around 1 to 2,000 spring bulbs around
school.
So Alexander Lane looks much nicer.
Have you got any gardeners coming in to teach you little tips and tricks?
We working very close with Shenfield Garden Society, and they are great help, and there are lots of experienced gardeners who often come over, give us tips, helping us with materials, and also just having a nice chat with our students and being jolly together.
Excuse my ignorance now, but with the Shenfield High School, they're about 12, 13, 14 years old, the children there?
Yeah, we are primary, secondary school, so it is up to 18 years then.
So we're actually getting the next generation to sort of, I mean, because years and years and years ago, my dad used to grow gooseberries, rhubarb, he used to have an apple tree in the garden, but you don't see this anymore, do you?
Not so much anymore. Luckily, at the moment, in Britain, it's coming up again. It's getting again trendy with our lovely programs in television. People going back to the roots, actually.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And I think as early you can start it, as better, because, you have a really healthy diet. You are outside, and you know, also like you learn so much while doing that.
And not only that, but there's no, I mean, you go and buy vegetables in a shop, and you don't quite know how pesticides have been put on them, and you don't quite know, do you?
Yeah.
But now you know exactly. If you've grown it yourself, you know exactly. There's nothing on that. It's completely fresh, out the garden, straight into the frying pan, into the mouth.
Or even it can't be fresh in the way that it's not growing because it's not in season. That must be flown over from somewhere in Asia, from South America. Actually, we should really look after like seasonal products, and the students learning then also like the whole idea with the carbon footprint and everything else.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to teach.
I'm so behind all this. The first thing I'd done, I moved here into Brentwood 2.5. Thing I'd done was put a water butt on, and I put a water butt on my shed.
Yep.
You should see the amount of water that I get in this butt. It's amazing. It's a 4-foot by 2-foot shed.
Yeah.
And tiny little thing.
There we come again to the wider learning. Then you can also calculate with the students the amount of like the size of your roof, how much litter you're getting. So it's again learning. It's not only like playing a little bit in the
fantastic
garden.
Mathematics is involved in that as well.
It is, and also the writing then presentations and everything. It is really, it's also how we call it, practical and outdoor learning.
Yep.
In an alternative way, away from the desk, outside, but still with all the knowledge what students need to get their grade subjects. So it's brilliant for us.
This is going to be fantastic. So is there a website that we can go and look at?
Yes, actually, we are very, very busy tweeting. We got, of course, Shenfield High School got a nice Twitter present.
Yeah.
But also our Outdoor and Practical Learning Center got their own one.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it. The RHS homepage, if you go and Google RHS School Gardening, you will come then also on their main page. And there you find also a lovely link for Get Your Grown-Ups Growing. The event is nationwide, and it is around the 18th of October everywhere. On the 24th is then the big event. Also like harvest time and celebration of harvest.
Yeah.
So it's worth it to have a look. part of it is also like we are a partner of what is it called now? Oh, Food for Life. Exactly. Food for Life. Sorry, now I had some. We were so much with gardening.
And no, I do that all the time. That got it.
There's so much going on. They're a really brilliant partner all around. Also, Edible Essex.
Yep.
Brilliant. Like partners, and you can take part in their campaign. They're helping you, really getting you up. And the Food for Life campaign we are doing intensively at the moment, to get the Bronze Award, to really encourage our students for a healthy diet, to cook at home freshly, to grow their own stuff. So also Food for Life would be a good search term to get more ideas. Also for other schools, primary schools, secondary schools, have a look. It's brilliant what you can do.
And it would be really good if you could get more schools behind this, because this is fantastic. Teaching the next generation how to grow their own food and to look after the earth a little bit better.
And cook their
fantastic
own food.
And cook their own
freshly
food. Yeah.
Because, I often compare it to our students like a car. If you put like kind of vegetable oil inside instead of petrol, the car won't work. The same is morning getting up and don't have any food.
Yeah, that's
or
right.
Really the wrong food.
Yeah.
They can be the cleverest students in the world, but the engine won't work.
That's right.
So therefore, it's really good to show them also like quick ways to cook delicious food freshly grown for themselves, and they're actually amazed, and it works.
See, that's the thing, we're getting further and further away from the fresh food, because we all like fast food, every single one of us.
It is.
But it isn't, notoriously, it's not very good for you if you eat it every single day. Once in a while, it doesn't hurt, but my mum, she brought me up on stew and dumplings and, loads of stuff. Bread pudding, loads and loads of stuff. And I was like 30 years old, and then I started putting on weight. But you see a lot of children now, they're actually quite big when they're still at school.
Yeah, and also the processed food.
And I think it's because of the processed food.
It is, and also allergies. You shouldn't underestimate that. Quickly in the pan, heat it up, and on the dinner table. But it's, you can really, if you cook freshly, the time difference is not much.
No, it's not much at all.
No, we are having every fortnight a cooking club on Friday, also for everybody. The community can come quickly, check in at the reception, let us know.
Yeah.
And we're comparing also like different foods. Last week we had our fresh tomatoes out of the garden. We had a can of tomatoes, and we have a process of tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And our students were amazed, because it took us no time with the second alternative, with the can and herbs. It was very delicious with the fresh stuff, took a little bit more time, but if you compare it also price-wise, processed stuff
is
much more expensive.
Yeah, that's right.
The semi stuff like with the can, what can be also not bad, with ingredients like a little bit courgette and onions inside, you still have like your vitamins, but it doesn't take any time. And if you really have time at the weekend and you want to really have a lovely time with your parents or maybe with grandma or grandpa, a little bit, half an hour, and you have an outstanding meal.
Amazing. And I think this is really, really, really good that you're teaching the next generation to do this. It's about time we started doing this a little bit more, to be honest with you. I know Jamie Oliver's been behind a lot of stuff like hasn't he?
Yes.
With his school dinners campaign that he done. And I thought that was really good, but it had quite a bit of a backlash.
It had at the beginning, but slowly society is opening their eyes.
And I think we need to open our eyes.
Yeah, and this also with Food for Life. We don't want to tell our students, that is unhealthy, that is unhealthy. The reaction will be, I do what I want. You can tell me everything.
Yeah.
No, we want to sit together. We want to experiment. We want to show them alternatives and also encourage them to be like also in charge. So we have a nutrition action group.
Yeah.
And this nutrition action group is really thinking like the ways how we can encourage the rest of the school to eat healthy. Is it necessary? What is also nice and tasty, and how can we cook it also in a tasty way? And like going the next step, spreading the word for others. And it's working really well. Not because we're saying this is the way you have to do it. No, they are actively involved.
You're persuading
and
them. Yes, you're showing them.
It's student it's brilliant.
That's fantastic. Andy, thank you very much for coming
in.
If you ever have, you're always welcome to come in on the show.
And again, 18th of October, you're more welcome than come. Just call maybe at Shenfield High School. And it would be brilliant to see many. Anybody who is interested today, especially like parents from kids who are now going soon to secondary schools. We have our opening evening, and we have a big stand there with animals, with our food, and also lots of nice photos of our work. Please come around, see us. We would be very happy.
And it's fantastic of you to come in. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.